Howdy, this is Rich Brooks of the Marketing Agents Podcast, and you're tuned in to Marketing to Crush Your Competitors.
Marketing to Crush Your Competitors Podcast, episode 42.
This is the place where successful entrepreneurs share their hustle to get where they are today. Discover how not taking no for an answer led them to achieve their goals. Learn about who inspired them and how they use marketing to crush it in their business. Get financial, spiritual, emotional, and physical tips that are working for them right now. This is the Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Here's Fabien Raphael.
Team again, and welcome to Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Today we have a very inspiring guest, Michelle Evans. Michelle is the owner of michellelevans.com. She helps you start and grow a side business so that you can leave your job and find your own personal freedom. Her goal is to add tons of value in your life and help you find excitement in the work you are uniquely created to do. She also hosts a podcast, Breaking Free, where she combines inspiring and interesting entrepreneurial journeys from everyday people who are out there making their dreams happen with some teaching episodes about how to take action sprinkled in. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right. I said a little bit about what you do, but take a few minutes to tell us more about you and your business.
Yeah, well, my business right now, it's evolved since I first started my business. But right now, what I do focus on is just what you said. I help people who are feeling like they're called to do more. So they might be in a job and they want to start a side business and grow it so that they can eventually leave or just have some additional side income, really figure out how to do that. So it's a place that I came from, so I'm really passionate about it, and I love helping people figure that out, start and grow a side business, and then decide what they want to do from there.
If you have to summarize your entrepreneurial journey with one word, Michelle, what would it be and why?
Unexpected. Because I just don't think that anyone who goes out and starts a business could ever predict where they will be 1 year in, 3 years in, 5 years in. It's just like this winding road. A journey is a good word for it because it's just, you learn so much about yourself, about what you're passionate about, who you love to work with. And it's just, it's not what I expected.
So unexpected.
Yes.
Well, challenges are expected though, you know, in the entrepreneurial
yes.
journey.
Yes.
So are there times, Michelle, that you did not take no as an answer?
A lot, but one that really stands out in my mind is when I was getting ready to leave my job. So I worked actually in marketing for 16 years in corporate America. And when I was getting ready to leave, I remember my father-in-law, with the best of intentions, came flying up here from California to Seattle to say, hey, I really think you're making a big mistake. You shouldn't leave your job. You know, you're on such a great path. And I was like, you know, thank you for your input, but I know that I'm doing the right thing for me and my family. And so that was one that was like the first time that I really stood up and said, you know what? I really believe in what I'm doing. I'm not going to let somebody talk me out of my dream. So it wasn't no per se, but it was like, please don't do this.
Do you think, Michelle, that sometimes being a hard worker or a hustler could be a disadvantage though?
Yes, absolutely. For a few reasons. The first is because I worked at Microsoft for a long time, so I know what hard work is and, you know, really hustling. And when I started my business, I took the same approach. And unfortunately for me, I tried to do a lot of things that I really had no business doing because I wasn't, it's not that I'm not smart enough or can't figure it out, but it's really not my forte. And so, for example, when I first started, my first business is not what I have now. I did my website all by myself. So I had to learn WordPress. I had to learn some basic HTML. I had to learn some layout stuff. It took so long to get it done. And I could have literally just hired somebody for, you know, a nominal amount of money to get it done in probably 1/100th of the time it took me. And so I think that, you know, being a hustler and feeling like, yeah, I can do it all, I can get it all done, can really be a detriment to your business, because then I was really focusing on the wrong things. Like having a perfect website that I did all myself, who cares? You need to get clients in the door, you know? That's where I should have been focusing.
Did you have any moment where you simply wanted to give it all up?
To go back to a job? Absolutely not. No. But I thought about it and I planned for it for a long time before I left my job. So I had already made this choice. It wasn't a choice that was made for me by layoffs. And it wasn't something that I felt pushed into. It was something that I really walked into. Mm-hmm. And so have I had lots of frustrations and, you know, learning moments? Yes, but I've never wanted to throw in the towel and go back to a job.
We all know as entrepreneurs, we struggle with time. How would you say that you manage your time? And what's your secret for optimizing your productivity?
That's a really good question. I will tell you, when I first started out, I was still stuck in that busy mode of just like doing busy.
Doing something.
And I didn't take a lot of time to really think through my priorities. So now I do a lot more prioritization. So at the beginning of the year, I set my intentions for the year as far as these are the big areas that I'm going to focus on. And this is why I have these specific goals. And it's not a lot. So it's, you know, client generation, you know, automation, and then creating sales funnels. So that's this year. So for me, it's getting really focused on what are the things that I need to do to make my business run. And then each week I have some, you know, a series of things, like 3 to 5 things that I must get done that week to move my business forward towards the goal that I want. And then each day I know what one thing I need to do. And I usually start with that one thing. Because then I don't get sucked into Facebook. And then I don't get sucked into lots of email or, you know, just doing things that fill my time but don't move my business forward. Does that make sense?
It does a lot. So prioritize.
Yes. But be really specific on what is it that I'm like, who am I trying to attract? What am I trying to do with them? And how can I best serve them? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just, and where are my talents best served? It's not in creating my website, I can tell you that.
No, but then while talking about that, was it hard for you the first time to delegate tasks or outsource your work?
Yes. Yeah. And which is weird because I had teams, like I was a boss for a long time, mm-hmm. and I had teams of people that I would outsource to. But when it came to my own stuff, I don't know if it's just because it was like my face and me, or if it was that I was trying to avoid like things like sales, but I just didn't want to give that stuff up because it filled a lot of the empty time that I should have been doing other things with. And so it was hard for me to delegate, but it's gotten easier and easier, and I've been able to find a few good people that I can work with and I really trust, and now it's super easy.
Who would you say has influenced you the most in becoming who you are today?
Ooh, that's a toughie. You know what? There are so many absolutely fantastic stories out there. And I love really learning about people's journeys, which is part of the reason I started my podcast. It's just I love hearing how people got to where they are and some of the struggles that they go through. But if I think about the people who've probably had the biggest impact on my business and helping me get the mindset right, it's people like Marie Forleo, Danielle Laporte, Amy Porterfield, Seth Godin, and Pat Flynn. Those are probably my top five because their honesty and their authenticity really show that, you know, the journey isn't easy. There's a lot of people out there saying, oh, it's so easy. You can make millions from your pajamas, you know, whatever. And while that's true, you can do that. It's not as easy as just, you know, one Facebook ad and one affiliate product. It does take some work. And so I love that each of those people, they're really honest and authentic about how they got to the success that they're at. And that really inspires me to keep moving forward and to really focus on the right things.
In your business, did you get to some point sometimes where it was stable or stagnant for a while? And if you did, what was your strategy to get out of it?
Yeah, so when I left my corporate job, I actually started two businesses or two focuses. One was consulting because I immediately had clients that would hire me back to do marketing and program development stuff for them because that's what I did and that's what they knew me as. So I had that business. And then I did career coaching for my other business. And I got to a point where I had so much business in both of those that it was just this juggling act and I wasn't able to fully focus on any. It was like, just like a ping pong ball going back and forth between things. And I made a conscious choice to step back a bit from my consulting clients because it just it was easy money. It was stuff that I could totally do, but it's not what I was super passionate about. And so I stepped back from that. And then I took a look at my coaching clients and I said, who are my favorite clients? And they're the ones who wanted to get out of a job, not get a better job. And so I switched my coaching focus there as well. And taking those couple of steps and just being really honest with the kind of business that I truly, truly wanted once I had some business building behind me helped me refocus. And I actually just launched MichelleLEvans.com at the end of January this year. So it was just a little bit ago and I just have been loving it and it's been taking off since then.
When did you, well, actually, since you're a marketer, you're a marketing expert. So when you started your business, did you already know that it was important for your business growth?
Yeah, I mean, I have, like, that's what my college degree is in. That's what my corporate experience is in. So, you know, I already have a real affinity for marketing. I love marketing. But the thing is that I thought that I knew a lot more than I did because marketing a corporation, especially a multinational corporation, is very different than marketing yourself. And it just took me a while to just, I don't know, get my head on about what I should be doing for myself. It's not like the tactics weren't what it was so much as really getting behind my messaging. When it's a corporation that I'm kind of faceless behind and that's not like personally attached to me, it's a whole lot easier to have really strong messaging and to feel, you know, really good about going out there. When it's me and it's my face on the ad, for some reason, it just took me a while to get that messaging down and to really talk to my ideal clients.
Do you think that what you learned in marketing at school, was it exactly the same as marketing in your own business, or it was completely different?
I would say that some of the foundational stuff is the same as far as, you know, really know what you're offering and what problem that you're solving for people and be really clear on who you're targeting. You know, who can I best serve, I guess, is what I could boil it down to. You know, it was a long time ago that I was in college, you know, some of those foundational things were there. The tactics have changed significantly since then. So that's where my corporate experience came in more. But just, you know, taking a step back and saying, what are my strengths? What am I super passionate about? What do people ask me about a lot? What do people want to learn from me? And then who do I love working with? What is the characteristic of my ideal client? And then saying, all right, what problem am I solving for that person? How am I helping them have a better life or, you know, get to a place that they want to get to? And then where are they at? And how can I engage with them? So those were some of the basic questions that I asked. I don't know that they taught us that in the university, but, you know, just getting in that mindset of who am I trying to help and how do I help them is really important.
Would you mind sharing with us what are a couple of your marketing strategies to promote your business that are working for you right now to help you crush your competitors?
Yeah, so my favorite, truly my favorite is really simple. a Facebook ad to a webinar with tons of value for like 50 minutes of the webinar, and then making a pitch at the end for the last 5 or 10 minutes. That, first of all, it's grown my email list tremendously, which then, of course, on the back end is where I continue to develop relationships and follow up with people. But also, it's just been a really great way to invite people to work with me and to let them know what I'm all about, you know, what value I have to offer them, and they can make a choice of if it's the right fit for them.
For you, this is the one that's worked the best.
Yeah, I've tried a lot of things, but this really, really simple focus has been the best for me.
During your journey, I guess you've read a lot of business books?
Tons and tons and tons.
Would you tell us which business book has influenced you the most and why?
Yeah, you know, you sent me this question ahead of time and I was like, oh my gosh, one book? Because... yeah. Well, I probably read 40 to 50 books a year at least. But if I have to have like one defining moment, it was probably Seth Godin's Linchpin. And, you know, when I read that book, I was still in my corporate job and I really had this desire to get out, but I was really facing a lot of fear at that point. And I read this book, and I'm not joking, I got to about halfway through, and I got so angry at the book that I shut it and threw it across the room. Wow. And then eventually I picked it up and put it on my nightstand, but covered it with some other books. And that darn book would not let me go. And so eventually I picked it back up with a different mindset, and I read it, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so right. I've been hiding my head in the sand and really hanging my hat on my corporate success, but I'm not making myself a linchpin, which is the whole point of the book, is how can you make yourself indispensable and stand out? And that's when I really committed to myself that I was going to start building a business. So I already had that desire. He kind of highlighted it with this book. And I think it was one of those catalysts that just moved me forward.
Would you recommend to the All-Star team your key to the financial success?
You know, that's a good question. Key to financial success, I would say before, you know, ever putting a number on it, because people like to throw out lots of numbers, know what financial success means to you. So really defining for myself, what does financial success mean? Because for me, it's not just a number. I walked away from a big, fat paycheck and stuff. And not that money's not important, but it's not just a number. It's also the freedom that surrounds the kind of business that I'm creating so that I can be available for my kids or, you know, have time to go spend with family or whatever. So define what financial success means. And then second, create a plan and really stick to it. So I have created a plan at the beginning of the year. And at the end of December, I take a couple weeks and I really think about the kind of year I want to have and then have things that I check in on each month. So I create a plan and I stick to it to really get me to whatever that financial success metric or set of metrics are. And then finally, being really comfortable with myself and my value so that I can charge what I should for my services, because you're not going to get to financial success if you're not charging the right amount. And, you know, I kind of laugh, but when I first started my coaching business, I was charging so little. I almost couldn't afford to work with people. It's because I didn't believe in myself. And so, you know, getting to that place where I know what financial success looks like, I know the value that I offer, and I'm comfortable that I can really help people achieve what I say that I will do, has been a key.
What would you say would be the best spiritual advice you've ever received?
The best spiritual advice I've ever received is really to be intentional on what it is I'm being called to do. So I truly believe that each of us was created for a purpose. There are no mistakes in this world. We're each here for a purpose. And if we don't live up to our purpose, then the world won't ever have that again because we're unique. And so being really intentional on, okay, what is my purpose and how am I supposed to serve the world to get there? And then the spiritual advice was meditate each morning before jumping into my day and set an intention for that day, set that focus so that I can make sure that I am serving the world in that way. And then again, meditate every evening to end my day, you know, release any anxiety, stress, refocus, and just really be intentional on the kind of life that I'm trying to create.
So having that time to meditate in the morning or in the evening, how long would you think it would be a good time to do that?
You know, I won't lie. I have 3 kids and a husband and a crazy life. Sometimes it's only 10 minutes. But, you know, taking 10 minutes away from everything to just breathe and be is really, really incredible to just get grounded in the day.
As an entrepreneur, Michelle, you said, well, you said it yourself, but a lot of entrepreneurs go through a lot of emotions, like roller coaster of emotions, right? How would you say that you gain control of your emotions?
Well, meditation definitely helps. But even beyond that, I think getting really clear about my intentions, my values, the life that I'm trying to create, and my focus, just being really clear on all of that and why I want to do that. And then paying attention. If I'm getting really frustrated, really upset, really stressed, and on the other side, really excited, really like overjoyed, just check in. Hey, what's going on? What's really going on here? Is there a value being violated? Is there something that I said yes to that I know that I should have said no to? You know, what is it that's happening? And, you know, the roller coaster is typically like, oh, somebody said something really awful about me online. Oh, I have 3 new clients. You know, it's like this up and down, and it can be really crazy. And so just being super, super clear on my intentions and what I'm trying to do and what I can control and what I can't, and just knowing myself, I think, has helped a lot.
And would you share with us what is a good habit that helps us, that helps you physically?
Physically, you know what? I'm not going to lie. For a while, for a good long time, especially after I had kids, I did not do a very good job physically. But in the last year or so, I've really, really been trying. And so I do yoga 3 days a week at 6 a.m., which really, really helps to do that. And then on the other days, I walk. And this helps me clear my head and really, truly focus on what's important so that when I sit down for my meditation, if it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever, that like I've gotten the crazy thoughts out, you know, all the things that just kind of swirl around sometimes, they've gotten out and I've had a little sweat or whatever. And then I can sit down and get grounded. And it really helps get me grounded and move me forward.
To wrap it up here, Michelle, is there something else you want to share with the All-Star team, like your words of wisdom or a success quote?
You know, I think... a lot of people have said this quote, so I'm not going to quote any specific person. It's definitely not originating from me, but you know, you are who you hang around with. And so if you have an intention to build a business or to, you know, do anything, I think that it's really important to surround yourself with a success tribe. People who are either trying to do that or who are maybe a little further along the path than you or whatever, so that you have this tribe of people that you can connect with and talk to and share your journey with, and it doesn't feel so lonely. I know for me, when I first started out, I tried to do it all on my own, and things truly changed when I started building this success tribe around me. And it's because I had people who were on maybe parallel paths. We weren't doing the exact same thing, but you know, I had people that I could reach out and connect with and talk to, and that made all the difference. So just be really intentional on who you surround yourself with.
And then it makes you more powerful, right?
Absolutely.
More energy.
Yes. And it makes, I don't know, for me, it makes me feel like I'm not so weird too.
Well, being Weird is a quality, I guess.
Yes.
And doing things exactly like everybody else is doing it.
That's right. And I want to go find the other weird people to be with me, I guess. I don't know.
If people want to connect with you, Michelle, where should they go?
You know, I have my podcast. It's called Breaking Free. And I really like to highlight people's journeys from corporate to their own business, because I think that that it would have been super inspiring to me to hear all of those as well. And then each month I do at least one, sometimes two or three different free trainings on how to start and build a business. And so both of those can be found on my website, which I think you're going to link to in today's show notes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just michellelevins.com. But sometimes when people are on the go, it's hard to remember that stuff.
All right, Michelle, thank you so much for such an inspirational interview. As I said in the beginning, it was great to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
This was another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. First of all, I want to thank all of you who took the time to leave a rating and review on iTunes. I really appreciate it. Actually, it motivates me to keep going, invite some more experts, some more people, and share great information for you to crush it with your marketing. And then I want to invite you to go on marketingtocrushyourcompetitors.com to learn how to get more customers by applying this one strategy as a marketing weapon. So you go there right now, marketingtocrushyourcompetitors.com, and you get your bonus. So I'll talk to you soon, okay? Take care.